That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Dana and Raven. If you decide you're not cooking this week, you're going to order out every single night because you refuse to cross the picket line at Stop and Shop. That's all I need to know about you.
There's a lot of people hiding behind that line. And, of course, those that are striking will appreciate that attitude. Oh, but there I know that there are some housewives out there that are saying that exact thing.
It's 100%. This Sunday, I'm like, well, honey, I cannot go grocery shopping. I am so sorry. He's like, we live like a tenth of a mile from Stu Leonard's. I'm like, no. Even though that's normally where I do shop
every week. This time you're standing in solidarity, right?
I hope you like Chinese and tacos.
My wife said to me this week, she's like, there's no more chicken. I said, what, on the planet? She goes, no, not in this house. And no, and she told me, she's like, Stop and Shop has an incredible sale going on chicken this week. She's like, but can't go there.
No. Hope you like pizza. That's what we're ordering.
Right. Well, best of luck to you guys that are out there today.
Yeah.
And hopefully these negotiations will come together quickly and get this thing rolling.
Right.
That would certainly be nice.
Absolutely.
Because I do want to have chicken again sometime in my life. But,
I am running out of snacks. Happens. Now, granted, I can go somewhere else. But in the meantime, I'll just hold on to this.
Christian, what do you got?
If you bet your life savings on what you think the royal baby name is going to be, that's all I need to know about you.
Life savings.
You know what? Sometimes, though, you got to take a big swing. You see that guy that was financially destitute, made a bet on Tiger Woods, got paid $1.2 million. Wow.
A little bit easier, though, I would say, betting on a golfer than it is what the baby name is going to be.
I mean, I don't know.
What do they guess?
Yeah, what are the guesses? Let's see, top guesses.
If it's a boy, they're going with Philip, Frederick, Charles, Arthur, Edward, or James.
No George on that list, but okay.
Well, George, there's already George, silly.
He's
the next king. George
is
second.
Is he the next king? I don't know.
Well, after William, it's his son.
Right, well, that sounds like not the next king.
If they're going with girl names, Alice, Mary, Elizabeth, or Victoria.
I mean, Diana didn't even make the list.
No, it's not going to make the list.
Why?
Another century. You got to wait till this thing's off.
It
takes a long time over there in the UK. Yeah. It takes a long time over there in the UK.
All right.
They just got to wait, all right? They're still sore on that one.
Okay.
Wow.
If you want to chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She sounded like a real Stanford snob.
I don't know if it's so much as am I out of line?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's more as my husband Paul out of line in this situation. I don't know. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Here's what happened. Friday night, we were at the Billy Joel concert. My husband and I desperately needed a date night, so I went on StubHub last minute, bought tickets.
Is this your first Billy Joel show?
Yeah.
Right. It's one of those things that's been both on. We've talked about it.
It's like
you always want to go, but then you never end up going.
Right.
And you're like, sooner or later, I got to go. So you bit the bullet. You made it happen last week.
Last minute. Yeah, it was last minute, and I was just like, we're going to go. We got to go now or never. And we went. And so we're sitting there, and we're having a nice time. And all of a sudden, my husband, Paul, feels like on his shoulder.
Wow.
Like somebody aggressively tapping him.
That was aggressive.
Yeah. And we're standing because it's...
Shook the desk.
You know, we didn't start the fire. Like, you
man.
Get up. Right.
Oh, right, man. You're standing. You're even doing a little bit. You're almost running in place during we didn't start the fire.
It's like, you just gotta keep bouncing. Right.
And then you try and say the words, but you're never gonna say those words quick enough. But
Marilyn Monroe.
Right. Right. You get a couple of them in. Right. Joe DiMaggio.
Exactly. So, the guy behind us, who... Keep in mind, a lot of the Billy Joel crowd, I'll admit, was probably elderly. But the guy behind us was not. He was not. He was definitely probably younger than we were.
There you are. You're rocking out, right?
Everybody's standing up.
So he's younger than you guys.
And he hits Paul 3 times on the shoulder. And he goes, can you guys sit down?
What?
And I was like, what?
Bro, this is a piano man. Are you guys serious?
Yeah, I was like,
seriously?
Are you kidding
me? We're starting the fire right now. Are you serious?
Yeah.
He just said Joe DiMaggio.
So he looks at me and he's like, sit down. He's like, we can't see.
He said it again?
Yeah.
Wow, and he said it like that?
So now my husband gets aggressive. He's like, don't touch me. And
I didn't think anybody was that mad, number one, at a Billy Joel show ever.
That's what I said.
And to hear Paul say that seems like, wow. Okay, because Paul's a pretty relaxed guy.
He's a laid back guy. But here's the thing about Paul. He goes 0 to 100. So it takes
just
a lot.
Just like that.
Just like that. So if you, he's pretty laid back for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
But like if you put your hands on him, yeah, you know, he was like, he
what's
was
wrong
like,
with me that I want to see that switch flip so bad?
Right.
It's one of the things that I most want to see now. All
when
of a
Paul
sudden.
Turns angry.
When Paul turns angry. Yeah. Right. So Paul says, don't touch me.
Right. And I know immediately, get in the middle because I know where this is going. Right, and we're all going to get thrown
right,
out.
Right, 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 right.
And so
you're four large 1850 drinks in at right. Billy Joel on a New York night, and you need this date night, right?
I mean, we haven't had a date night in like 3 years.
There's a lot of tension in the air. Right. I understand. Right. There's a lot of tension. And Paul's like, don't you turn. Right, okay, so then you get in the middle.
So I say to him, I go, everybody in front of us is standing up. I go, what does it make a difference if we sit down?
Right.
You know, because you still can't see there's everybody standing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he starts arguing with me. He's like, but we can't see anything. We paid for these seats. And I'm like, yeah, we also paid for these seats.
Right. You should take it up with the venue, I guess.
And then I said to him, I go, I know how this is going to end. We're all going to get thrown out. I go, don't ruin a good night. And that actually like shut him up and he sat down.
Right,
and he
right. Because his wife's already furious with him too for
opening
his mouth.
She was really quiet and meek. And I'm like, this poor guy doesn't know what to do with like a woman like me that's never going to shut up. You know? Like, yeah. And I kind of felt bad for her because, you know, she seemed shy and like,
yeah,
whatever.
And she wants to have her date and she doesn't think it's that big of a deal. She wishes that her guy would just stand up and dance too.
Right. Meanwhile,
I mean, it's Billy Joel.
Paul has employed 3 New Jersey bros in front of us.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
He's like, I'm going to knock this guy out, guy. I'm going to take care of this guy right here. You guys got me?
But here's the question that we have this morning.
That's not Paul. That doesn't sound like Paul.
That doesn't sound like Paul.
Right.
Were we wrong to be standing up when he asked us to sit down? Granted, it was an aggressive asking us to sit down. Like, that was not cool, period.
Joe DiMaggio.
Right. It's the piano man.
Right.
This is a bucket list moment to see him live in Madison Square Garden. Like, would you have sat down or were we wrong to be like, no? Because now I was like, I'm going to stand this whole concert even though I'm tired.
Right. I might even hate this song, but guess what? I'm standing right through it. 1-800-330-9999. Was Paul and Anna out of line?
On our Facebook page, Katie writes, if you go to a concert and sit, I feel sorry for you. Be in the moment, have fun.
Don't insult the
artist. There's been a lot of people that also disagree. On Twitter, Pop Pop Beard writes, sorry, but people pay good money for the seat so they can sit. If someone wants to stand, they can go into an aisle or the back of the room to do so.
No, they can't. That's actually illegal. But thank you, Pop Pop Beard. Why don't you watch the concert on Netflix, sir?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what's right or what's wrong here, but I certainly was offended that I was asked to sit down. And then the whole stadium stands, and I just kind of shot him a dirty look. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Should we have sat down? Are you supposed to sit down during a concert? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Absolutely not. We have had that happen so many times. I went to a Mark Anthony concert, which is salsa.
Right.
And we had somebody tell us, sit down. So you know what? My aunt and I ended up getting seats even closer because I kept eyeing and said, you know what? We're moving up because everyone wants to get up and dance. I mean, who wants to sit down at a concert?
Right. I mean, I'm pretty sure at a Mark Anthony concert, you are required to salsa.
Right.
Say salsa, Anna. Anna loves to say salsa.
Salsa.
Hold on. No, say it the way you say it.
Salsa.
Yeah, she loves to say it. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Mark Anthony would have been personally offended.
All right. What do you think about this? Hi, was I out of line?
No, not at all. If everyone else is standing up, you have the right to stand up, too. Otherwise, you'd be sitting there not being involved in the concert.
Right.
It did happen to me one time, though, to a concert that the only people standing up were the two people in front of me.
Mm.
And then it was the problem.
Right.
But I kind of laughed because as the night went on, there was one mishap after the other, and I just laughed. I said, this stops the whole thing.
Did you also enlist 3 New Jersey bros to have your back like Anna's husband Paul did?
Just in case.
Or what, just in case?
I wish I did.
Yeah. Well, next time. Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Was I out of line for refusing to sit down?
No, not at all. I think that if that guy wants to sit down and watch a concert, why you still get it?
You're breaking up a little bit, but I understand that you're with Anna here. I've got a question, guys. Does ticket price have anything to do with it? Because you could be going crazy at a club, bringing just as much energy for somebody you sell for $6. Billy Joel, I mean, these are pricey tickets, man. There's no way you can get me to follow somebody else's rules. Does anybody agree?
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's like, it's not like we were standing during Vienna, you know, where it's like a slow song where you kind of like sit down and you're romantic.
Beautiful.
It was the Uptown Girl. You're going to play Uptown Girl and sit down?
Oh,
get
man.
Get out of here.
I got to do a sidestep during Uptown Girl. What about you on the phone? Sidestep, old man dance, left to right, left to right.
I got to be honest, I'm not a big Billy Joel fan. I don't go to their concerts, but I have heard his music, and I wouldn't be sitting down either. Cause you're not supposed
That's
to
what I'm saying. Sidestep, Christie Brinkley, Uptown Girl video. Boom.
We want to know what you think about this. Standing at concerts, should there be some protocol? You could always let us know on our Facebook page. Just search for Anna and Raven.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Cheryl and Mark are joining us together this morning. Cheryl, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband and I have a 4-year-old son. He's awesome, but he's going through a phase where he's like biting other kids at his preschool.
What?
He's a biter.
What?
Yeah.
He's a biter.
I'm mortified by, and he's just not stopping. No matter how many times we put him in a timeout and talk to him about it, he just keeps doing it, hurting other kids at school. So I think that we should go see someone. And also, I really think maybe if we make him wear a mouth guard of some sort to teach him that, like, you can't do that. And my husband is not into it at all and does not want to do that.
Oh, I just can't wait to hear your explanation. Mark, what's your feelings on this?
We've all come far enough with kids these days to know that, like, shaming them is not, you know, yeah, you can correct a behavior, but you then create a whole bunch of other problems. I don't think it's that bad. It's not like he's drawing blood from everybody. It's like...
What?
He's playing a little too rough in school. He's a kid.
No, a biter is a real thing. Like, there's always that one kid, and they bite hard.
Yeah, I mean, they're biting you to hurt you. They're not biting you for giggles. It's not like a thing they do to be funny. And if they do, that's a host of problems, too. I don't know. Shaming's been pretty good in my life, Anna. I feel like shaming's been pretty effective for me.
I've never been in this situation, but...
I mean, my dog bites people. I mean, he tries to, and he's 4.
Cheryl, but is putting a mouth guard on him, is that like something that parents do?
I've been researching on the internet. They do make these mouth guards for kids. And, you know, a lot of moms will post on blogs and stuff like, this works for me. So I figured we should try it. I'm obviously not the first person to have to deal with this problem. I just don't want him to get kicked out of preschool, A, and B, like, hurt other kids. It's horrifying.
At 4, I understand you're trying to deal with the problem right now, but when this kid's 13, 15, 17, photo leaks out of him in a mouth guard, you've just basically torpedoed his adolescent life. I mean, for real.
Seriously. If you're trying to, like, loose cellulite or whiten your teeth, sure, try every crazy thing you find on the internet. But when it comes to, like, raising a 4-year-old, I'm a little more skeptical and I want to be more careful than that.
I'm thinking about all the other kids in the class. Maybe a mouth guard isn't the worst idea. Right? Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Cheryl. Whatever you got to do to help your kids stop biting is what you have to do. And if you think putting a mouth guard on him is what it is, then go for it. But they may see your side too, Mark. He'll grow out of it. He's just a kid, and this is just going to be detrimental and embarrassing to him. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
Well, I've raised 4 kids, and all of them went through the biting phase. And each one who went through their biting phase, and I bit each one of them.
Wait,
every last one of them.
Wait. So you bit them?
You bit them back.
Absolutely. Yep. You want to bite? I'm going to bite you in a manner where I'm not going to hurt you. Okay. But you're going to know that you don't like it. And the kids never did it again after that day.
Where is a section on the body that you bite your child so that nobody sees the evidence of you biting that child? You bite.
Oh, no. It's their finger. You turn around and you just bite their finger.
That's it.
It's hard enough to know that I don't like it.
So basically she's saying don't put a mouth guard on your kid, just bite him back.
Right. No mouth guard for the kids, but no mouth guard for mommy either.
Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi. I'm kind of on the dad's side because the mouth guard is embarrassing. But my daughter was a biter, and I asked her pediatrician about it, and he said, well, next time she bites you, bite her back. And I did, and she never bit anyone again.
I mean, this is the doctorly advice. I love that.
Yeah, you're not the first caller to say that today.
Right, have a good morning.
Thank you.
How do you write that on a script? Well, commit second-degree assault.
No.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
The dad side. I think that the boy is definitely going to grow out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that he's going to grow out of it. All children will grow out of it eventually. The problem is like, what if you're one of the classmates?
I just think that the mouth guard is just lazy parenting. And I don't mean any offense, but it's just, you got to, I understand it's a 4-year-old, but eventually you got to educate him. And then mouth guard in school is definitely humiliating. It's going to get to be mean. So that's definitely going to traumatize the kid. So take some time and educate him at home.
Yeah. I think you make a good point. Thank you. Lazy parenting. We find a problem. What do? We want to call somebody else to fix it, and we want to order something on Amazon, and then it's over. I think it makes a very good point.
Right, and when we should just be biting them back.
Right.
Yep. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. I just think that a four-year-old is it's going to be psychologically damaging to put a mouth guard on him, and I think the behavior probably started before he was four, and he just doesn't have any sense of consequences. And to keep everybody safe, I think the best solution would be to take him out of school until he learns he can't snack on other kids. Mm. Put him to a babysitter where it's a one-on-one and there's no other children that can get harmed. He'll outgrow it, but I don't think that they should mouth guard him at four.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mark, our audience agreed with you. There's got to be other ways to go about this without putting a mouth guard on him and humiliating him. I'm sorry, Cheryl.
I thought there was.
It's an unpopular opinion, but it might be time to just open up a can of whoop.
I don't even know if whoop is necessary. I think that we can just talk to him, maybe even threaten him with it. But I think the audience is right. You can't do that to a child. It'll mess him up.
Look, if you keep biting people, mommy and daddy are going to have to put you on the leash.
Oh. All right. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Angie and Griffith are going to challenge you this morning, Raven.
Let's go.
All right, can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, guys.
Here's how it works. Raven has left the studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 1, Killing Eve has been renewed for season 3 by BBC America. What former Grey's Anatomy actress stars as Eve?
Sandra Oh.
Number 2, what Netflix series stars Jason Bateman as a money launderer for the cartel?
The Ozark.
Number 3, Tiger Woods won the Masters tournament. What color jacket does the winner wear?
Green.
Number 4, Ariana Grande reunited with NSYNC at Coachella. What state is Coachella in?
California.
And number 5, people still all worked up about the Game of Thrones premiere. In recent medieval Budweiser commercials, what is the king's motto when raising his beer for a toast?
Griff, you want to answer that one? Dilly dilly.
All right, let's bring Raven back in.
All right, how'd you do?
Angie and Griffith got all 5 right.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, number 1. Killing Eve has been renewed for season 3 by BBC America. What former Grey's Anatomy actress stars as Eve?
Sandra Oh.
That's right.
Christine Yang.
They're still beating you 5-1. Number 2. What Netflix series stars Jason Bateman as a money launderer for the cartel?
It's one of my favorites. Ozark.
That's right. Number 3, Tiger Woods won the Masters tournament. What color jacket does the winner wear?
Green jacket.
Okay, you still need the next 2 to tie them. Number 4, Ariana Grande reunited with NSYNC at Coachella. What state is Coachella in?
It's in California.
And you need this last one to tie, Raven. Number 5, people still all worked up about the Game of Thrones premiere. In recent medieval Budweiser commercials, what is the king's motto when raising his beer for a toast?
Dilly dilly!
Oh my gosh. Did I make them too easy today? I think that's what
Show them to the wine cellar. Dilly dilly!
Well, here's the thing, Angie. Because you and Griffith got all 5 right, I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Little Pub because you still didn't technically beat them, but you did get all 5.
Great.
Congrats, guys. Better luck next
Thank
time.
You.
All right, I think I'm going to have to make them a little bit harder tomorrow. That's
well,
for sure.
I'll be ready. All dilly right. dilly.
If you would like the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions, make sure you're listening today at 5:30 with Kevin Begley. So the state slogan is currently still revolutionary. Mm-hmm. And formerly, it was called Full of Surprises.
Wait a minute. So yeah. This wasn't a line of support from you right there.
No.
Usually when you put out your flatulence noise, that means that you're either leaving me a phone message or you're unimpressed.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Scott Lilly. He's the president and owner of Hatch 130. You're a marketing guru is what it comes down to.
Well, I'd like to think so, yes.
Okay. The state of Connecticut and their tourism board has come forward and said that, hey, listen, we get it. Still revolutionary, not really working as a state slogan.
I picture everybody wearing woolen clothing.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think it's, first of all, I think the state has to find an identity first. I think that's probably the biggest problem they have right now is that what do we really stand for? What are we? We're not like an Austin, which has become known for the arts and like development and digital age.
Right.
I mean, New York by far has done it the best because it's I love New York. It just works no matter where you are in the state. And then they can put any message next to it, whether it's about economic development, whether it's about the entertainment, whether it's about business. So they really have a slogan that really can work in a lot of different ways. Connecticut's in a weird place because we're just south of Boston. We're just north of New York and we don't seem to have an identity. So my first thing would be, what are we going to be known for? What is the governor going to really like push for? Is he going to push for the development that's taking place in Bridgeport where we're actually going to have kind of a entertainment center now that the amphitheater is going in and maybe the casino comes in.
Right.
Then you could start to
fashion. Pray.
Exactly. Yeah. You can start to use that as a driving. Keeping any message simple and easy to understand is always the best. That's why I think still revolutionary. So revolution for what? What were we really revolutionizing?
Everyone always says, like, Connecticut is, and this makes me so sad, it says, like, Connecticut is the cut-through state. You just cut through it to go somewhere else.
Well, I mean, what are we known for?
Sad.
Hey, this is where everybody's rich, right?
Right.
No, not so much, but that's what everybody thinks about us the country over.
Scott Lilly, marketing expert and owner of Hatch 130, joining us.
Hey, you know, if you have a slogan that works in all those different scenarios, like you said with New York there, save on bumper stickers, by the way. Right. Yeah. Save on bumper
sticker
costs.
Will go way down. Look, I think Connecticut is kind of unique, too, because it's two different states within a state. Fairfield County and then the rest of the state. I grew up in down in Wilton. Like, going to Hartford was like going to another state.
Oh, yeah.
So
another
somehow,
planet.
Yeah, somehow trying to unifying it. I think they really need to go find someone. First and foremost, they need to hire a group that's in the state, not like last time where they hired somebody from outside the state. Because have somebody that knows it, understand what it's like where the dividing line is between Boston Red Sox fans and Yankee fans or Giant fans and Patriot fans.
Yeah.
Understands how that is and literally lives here and breathes it. Like, we're in Bridgeport. I can't tell you how exciting it is to see the amount of development going on with the amphitheater. There's a comedy club down there.
Yes.
There's more restaurants.
I just performed at it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Vinny's place.
Yeah. Scott Lilly joining us. He's the president and owner of Hatch 130. He's helping us figure out how we're going to rebrand the state because they finally come forward and said, still revolutionary stinks. And we need to come up with a better idea.
But they were like, we don't got nothing.
They got nothing.
So whatever you guys got, you can call us.
So if you were to take a route, which route would you go?
I wouldn't be the one coming up with it because when you own your own business, you realize what you're good at and not good at.
Yeah.
There's folks on my staff that would be phenomenal at coming up with this. But first thing I would do is spend some time looking at what the heck's going on in the state. What is the governor going to do? Try to wrap yourself around what is his vision for the next 4 years and try to dive into that and keep it fun.
Scott is going to save the state with the best slogan ever. Coming up next, right here on Star 99.9.
No pressure. We'll give you 8 minutes and everything.
Scott Lilly from Hatch 130. He's going to help us change the state slogan's name.
You know, as an advertising guru, Scott, I gave you 8 minutes. I figured you were going to be able to solve this whole state slogan thing immediately this morning right here. That's not the case now.
And on Raven, Star 99.9.
Apologize, I can't come up with something to make you jump off the couch and run
it's
naked.
It's terrible.
Down
it's Connecticut.
Street, but
tolls aren't bad. Is that the new tagline? Tolls are fun.
No, I don't think that's not going to work.
Connecticut. Our governor's got good hair.
It is.
Well, he does.
Connecticut.
The nutmeg state.
Not feeling that one either.
That didn't work either. That one.
Here, I've got an idea here. What if we don't blow up the slogan, Anna? We keep the revolutionary, but we make it actually part of our identity. Here's the thing. Fairfield County, rest of the state, like you said, different planets, Scott. Really. Yep. What if we just have a civil war?
No.
Then everybody will think we're revolutionary, right?
No. A
couple cannons bouncing through the local fields, that kind of thing. People dying.
Everybody
out.
Loves seeing blood and gore. I mean,
they do.
The
no.
Oh, big brass buttons on terrible uniforms. I mean, who designed these colors?
I've got one. Connecticut. Classic beauty.
There you go.
See?
What's that have to do with it?
Because we are beautiful.
Where?
The leaves change colors.
Oh, yeah. Nobody else has got that.
Well, still beautiful. All right.
Still
in business.
Right. As beautiful as some others.
Yeah.
Not as lovely as some. Long bumper sticker.
I don't think that's going to work. Scott Lilly, he's a marketing guru for Hatch 130, joining us this morning on Star.
What are some of the best slogans you think that are out there? I mean, you gave us New York for the state there, but what else? Like ShamWow, or Flex Seal? Who's got one that every time you hear it, it just tickles
well,
you?
Well, I mean,
because I'm going to make Connecticut's just like that.
Yeah, well, the classic is Nike Just Do It. You just can't get any more simple than that. Just Do It would actually work.
We've done
case
done
as well.
It.
Yeah, we did it already.
Connecticut, just come here.
Right.
Just get over here.
Like, we did one for Donut Crazy, who obviously has got, six or seven locations in the state. We did Crafted with Love, Covered in Crazy. Oh. And so that's another kind of a cool little tagline that really speaks to what the product is. So that's where it is. I don't know. Nike Just Do It by far is the ultimate one.
Yep.
Again, to your point earlier, it's simple. Just do it rolls off your tongue.
I like it's the easy. How does Donut Crazy feel about selling their slogan to the state of Connecticut?
There you go. We can have
Right. Covered in Crazy. What was it?
Crafted with Love, Covered in Crazy.
Right.
Pretty good. How about Classic Connecticut?
I feel like that's my life.
It's what it is. Classic Connecticut.
Classic makes you sound a little old.
We are. Let's be honest. Not us personally, but the state in general.
Right.
Not what we're going for? Crazy cool Connecticut? Crazy cool Connecticut.
Right. No scrubs. Connecticut, no scrubs.
I think there's something to be said, because we have Xfinity Center.
Yeah.
Xfinity
and
Theater.
And have the Harbor Yard Amphitheater.
Yeah.
I think tying around, it's kind of becoming a little bit of that. And if the casino comes in, there's a little bit more around the entertainment and things to do in the state. That's probably the biggest challenge is they say cut through because there's nothing worth stopping for.
Right. Connecticut will be cool soon.
That's right.
Right? There you go.
Connecticut, come check us out in 5 years.
Coming up tomorrow, we want to hear your suggestions for a state slogan, so start thinking about it now. Massive crowds gathered to watch in disbelief as Notre Dame Cathedral engulfed in flames yesterday. They even began to sing hymns. So sad. 99.9 in Santa and Raven. That 800 years old. 30,000 people a day visit there. I mean, they're talking, it was under a $6.8 million renovation at the time of the fire. They're saying now that it looks like the fire was an accident. And, they do plan to restore everything.
Clean up your lacquer rags, people.
Oh,
all right? You're
goodness.
Doing restoration projects. A lot of people, they don't even think about it, but I say it and it's almost a joke, but it's true. Clean up your rags. They spontaneously combust.
There was an American tourist there. Here he is talking about what happened.
My wife and I had brought our children for their first visit to Paris and had gotten into town only hours before visiting the Notre Dame Cathedral, turned around and looked back and gasped and saw the spire engulfed in flames.
Really scary stuff. Did you watch the video of the spire go down?
I saw different parts of it. Here's the good news. They'll put it back together,
And they saved a lot of it.
Right.
A lot of
things
they were
able to
save.
They didn't think they were going to be able to, but they did save a bunch of them. Gasp, by the way, is distinctly a French reaction. Even though he's American and he's there in France, gasp is distinctly a French reaction.
So the president asked for donations because he said, we need to put this back together.
Yeah, I mean, they got enough problems over there paying their bills at the moment. Not to get into that.
They've come up with these two French billionaires, which is, this I find incredibly interesting, is François-Henri Pinault, who's Salma Hayek's husband.
Okay,
FYI.
Right, of course.
He's like the money behind Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent.
Ooh.
It's
kind of like Kanye West stepping up to fix it.
$100 million, 100 million euros. That's like $139 million. So then, he makes that announcement, and not to be outdone, the Arnault family, which is behind, Louis Vuitton, they're like, no, we'll do $200 million.
So it's basically Soldier Boy versus Kanye.
Kind
as far as who's going to finance this thing to get it fixed right there.
But like a lot more money.
It's such a French thing to do, right? To compete to who's going to fix
who's
this
gonna
thing.
Fix Notre
Who will be
Dame?
The savior of France?
But then I noticed on Facebook, which is what I, last night, I'm like, huh. Everybody was just bragging about their trips to France and posting pictures.
Took it as a time to post their own personal photos at the cathedral and then also tell you how this was day 3 of 17 days that they took on
good
a whirlwind romantic trip across Europe.
I'm like, all my friends went to Paris except for me. Am I the only one that never went to Paris? I'm like, you're also posting a picture? I'm like, everybody got to go there.
When they're tragically crying for it, it's kind of like a humble brag move. But we know what you were doing.
That's exactly
we know what
it was.
You were doing. You were gloating.
It was 100% humble brag. Don't think I don't understand what's going on right now, Gucci owner. You're just trying to brag. I was at Notre Dame before it burned. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding
me? I've had French fries once.
Luckily, nobody lost their life, and they will put it back together.
Yes.
So.
And all the firefighters, for everybody that contributed and helped, everybody was okay. No injuries or anything. So that's good news.
Good job, France.